Okay, testing, testing. Yes. It's working.
Så där sätter en 20 år gammal Kjell igång sin intervju sommaren 2003. Sin intervju med Jackass-stjärnan Steve-O. Och Steve-O, han är i stan några dagar innan han och hans Jackass-vänner ska uppträda på Kulturhuset i Helsingfors. Och som ni hör så är Steve-O ytterst påverkad. Och han börjar intervjun med att artigt ta tag i min mikrofon och fjärta på den. Och ja, jag ber om ursäkt för Steves del, för alla gay-skämt han drar om sin vän Ryan Dunn.
Mr. O, welcome to Finland.
Oh yeah, man, thank you.
How's it been here in Finland so far?
Oh, well, if we can find some hash. Yeah.
All right.
That was totally real, dude.
Now tell me, how did this whole Jackass thing begin?
Idiots falling off skateboards a lot. We were making skateboard videos and then we figured that if we pulled out the skateboarding, maybe, you know, regular people would care about it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, just a bunch of idiots, really.
What was the first trick or stunt?
I guess, like, the first significant one that got everything going was Johnny Knoxville doing the self-defense equipment with the mace and the gun and, you know, the taser and the stun gun. Okay. That was really, like, the you know, the pinnacle, you know. Well, that was the one that started it off. But you figure, like, no matter who you are, like, every person, you know, if there's an accident in the road, like, everyone's just compelled to turn their head to look at the accident. So we just make accidents on purpose, and everybody turns their head and looks at it, so it's cool.
Yeah, tell me, what stunt has hurt the most?
I don't know. I mean, there's some things that, like, that hurt them, like, the most, but it starts and it finishes quickly, you know? Like, it doesn't last very long. Like, butt piercing. When I got my butt cheeks pierced together, that probably hurt the most, but it was like, you know, boom, it was over. And then, you know, the other time, you know, I fell on this ramp and I scraped all the skin off one of my butt cheeks. And that, like, you know, for 2 weeks, you know, every time I sit up, I had to peel my goddamn underwear off my butt. So I don't know. Some pain lasts long, and some pain is short. It's all different, you know. I'd say when I had no eyebrows, and when I wax off my eyebrows, like, that just fucking hurt my feelings, man. I looked like a freak.
You did.
Yeah.
Has there been any tricks or stunt that you have refused to do?
Sure. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't stick a toy car at my butt.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah, and I generally try to steer clear of stunts that you know, will really damage me permanently, you know, or, like, I don't want to get paralyzed. Like, I mean, I'm pretty careful. Like, I'm pretty careful to make sure that my injuries are such that I can recover from them, you know.
When you did this toy car thing that you mentioned, Ryan ended up doing
Yeah,
it.
Ryan Dunn did it.
I was running doing it
what
today.
What a goddamn idiot.
How's he doing today?
Ryan's doing walking. He's doing all right. Now he's an entity. You know? You know? Now he's an entity, and, you know, we see him as a business, you know, proposition.
Yesterday we didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan's doing great, man. Like, we've all been having a really good time. Like, we've been traveling the world together, and, you know, I think he's gay.
poor guy.
He's gay. No. We're like, I'm just kidding around. Like, no, he really is gay.
Steve-O och de andra Jackass-stjärnorna fick idén till serien då de filmade skate-videon. De är nästan alla proffs-skatare från det förflutna. Och de märkte att det var roligare då någon faller och än att någon skulle göra ett lyckat trick, helt enkelt. Att det är det som folk vill se. Och Jackass blev en megasuccé under 2000-talet, och alla som medverkade blev miljonärer omedelbart. Den galnaste av dem alla, så det är Johnny Knoxville, vars video med sådana elpistoler och annat farligt var startskottet till det som sen blev Jackass. Steve-O har skadat sig många gånger, och det fick olika sorters smärta. Då han piercade ihop sina skinkor så gjorde det jätteont, men det gjorde ont bara en kort stund. Men då han föll i en ramp under ett skate-trick så skrapade han av skinnet bort från ena skinkan, och det gjorde ont i flera veckor. Han gick inte med på att truga upp en leksaksbil i sitt anus. Det fick Ryan Dunn göra. Som skämtsamt får en del skit av Steve.
You're gonna perform in Helsinki here,
yeah,
next week. What can we expect to see?
Well, you see, everybody sees Jackass, you know. They see, and it seems like they think it's the craziest, you know. Like, but the truth is that there's a lot of censorship. You know, there's a lot of things that we were never allowed to do. A lot of things that we did, and that we weren't allowed to show it. There was a lot of rules that we had to obey. So we really come out and we explain all the rules that we had to obey, and then we break every fucking one of them. You know, and like, you know, all the things that the censors wouldn't allow on television. You know, like I personally allow it on stage. So everything that we do throughout the show is all something that, for one reason or another, nobody was allowed to see before. And so you know, it's cool, man. Like, in person, I mean, it kills me. Like, I bleed everywhere. We'd set me on fucking fire. Like, you know, we just get completely drunk the whole time. Like,
Dunn acts gay.
Dunn does a lot of gay shit, man. Like, Preston looks fat as fuck the whole time. that's really what you can expect. It's like a lot of truths, you know, revealed, you know, a lot of secrets shared, you know, like we explain like what you know, shit that I wanted to do, that I wanted to be on TV, and they wouldn't allow it, so I have to come to your town and do it, and you know, in person. Man, it kills me, man. I do this shit over and over so much, and it's incredible. So that's why, like, I need the people to come to the show with marijuana and hashish, you know, and throw joints on the stage, you know, so I can smoke it.
Do you ever get bored of this? It sounds like doing it over and over again.
You know, like, I mean, it's not stuff that I do when I'm alone, you know, but,
but yeah, sure.
but genuinely, like, I'd say the way I am, you know, if there's one person that hasn't seen it before, you know, then it's new to them, and you know, and no, it doesn't. Plus, we travel around with a production staff, so we got, you know, cameramen, editors. So the whole time that we're touring, we're making videos, and they haven't come out. Like, I've got two videos, like, out in America. And they're both coming out at the same time here in Finland, like in the next week or so.
2 days.
Oh, 2 days from now. 2 days.
Oh.
So, yeah, if you go to the video store, you know, the DVD, then you'll see Don't Try This at Home, the Steve-O videos, part 1 and 2, and kind of like the show. It's different, but yeah, it's all like my videos. It's all footage that nothing, not one fucking thing that was allowed on television. So yeah, so it's good. Like, you know.
Can you reveal something that we can
see? From
the show next week.
From the show here, I got one. No. Yeah, like let's see. I mean. I'll tell you, in America, I'm not sure if it was really in the news over here, but in America there was this horrible accident with you know, this band Great White. You know, they killed like 100 people, and you know, those you know, that accident, because we like to set me on fire, and you know, those assholes that did that, like, they've made it difficult for you know, for us to use fire in our show. But fuck those guys, we use fire anyway, so we're gonna burn me. We set my whole head on fire, and you know, we spit lamp oil on it. It's really horrible, man. It's really horrible.
Have you planned on making a sequel to the Jackass movie?
No. Well, we're moving on to new projects. Like, we're gonna be just as silly, just as dangerous, but it's not gonna be called Jackass anymore. think it's going to be called Croc and Balls.
All right. What was the whole idea behind making a movie?
Well, what it was, even with the censorship that they had, you know, like even, I mean, really, there was a lot of censorship. I guess like MTV, like the corp, they were worried about lawsuits from like little kids getting hurt and stuff. So it wasn't that we wanted to make a movie. It was just that, you know, the only way to prevent little kids from seeing it is to make a, you know, make it a movie with a rating so the little kids can't go, you know. It was really, really, you know, there's two objectives, you know. One was to, you know, one was to sort of protect from liability, and the other one was to make more money. So we wanted to, like, sort of, you know, make the liability for little kids go away, and we wanted more money, I guess.
Okay.
And we just wanted to get crazier, you know. Like, we're definitely all a bunch of guys that, you know, that don't like to be told what to do. But, you know, hey, man, like, this show's gonna be good.
Okay.
We're gonna kick people in the nuts, you know.
Do you think there will be some day that you can't come up with any stunts anymore?
No, absolutely not. Because, you know, for anything you do, you know, anything that there's a smart way to do, there's also a dumb way to do it. So yeah, there's never going to be a shortage of dumb shit to do.
Okay.
And there's always new harm to put yourself in the way of. I mean, the question is, like, I mean, I'm not worried about running out of ideas, but maybe running out of the will to carry through with the ideas, man. You know?
Okay.
But I don't even see that, you know. I don't even see that as a problem. I'll probably just die, though, you know. Horrible STDs.
Die on stage.
Yeah, drug overdose, STDs, you know. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's what's going to get me, not the stunts.
Which one's most important, sex, drugs, or rock and roll?
Well, I mean, as long as I have the sex and drugs, I can pretty much do without the rock and roll.
Steve-O var i stan några dagar innan deras show i Kulturhuset. Det här var alltså sommaren 2003. Efter pressdagen i Helsingfors så reste han till Stockholm för att uppträda. Där blev han arresterad på grund av droginnehav och showen i Helsingfors blev till slut inställd. Det finns dock en mycket kaotisk video, eller flera till och med, på YouTube där Steve-O och hans vänner super till det senare i centrala Helsingfors. Showen skulle vara värre än Jackass-programmet, låter han förstå. I det här skedet, alltså 2003, så menar Steve-O att Jackass, de har gjort sitt och de kommer inte att fortsätta. Det kommer inga flera filmer. Det höll ju inte eftersom det kom flera Jackass-filmer och nu i bandande stund så är det en ny på kommande snart. Han var inte det här skedet heller orolig för att idéerna skulle ta slut, för eftersom enligt honom så det finns alltid dumma sätt att göra saker.
What do you think of when people the fact that people copy you and send their own, probably getting your own, some own videos and stuff, people copy
yeah.
you.
Well, you know, they say that imitation is the highest form of flattery, you know, so I imagine in a way I'm flattered, but I'm also like, you know, I'm also a real ham for attention, you know, and I don't want to share the spotlight at all. So, you know, I don't want anybody to take my spotlight away, but if they try to, then, you know, I'm a little bit flattered. I really don't give a fuck one way or another, you know. Like, I don't take pleasure in little kids getting hurt, you know, but if they do, then it's free publicity. Yeah.
Yeah, we're here in Finland, we have a couple of guys called the Extreme Dudes on stage, they call themselves.
Yeah, I think they're actually going to be part of the show in Helsinki. Oh, no, but, like, we got a funny letter from them.
They're not just lame little kids that kick themselves in the balls, so we're going to get them on stage.
We're going to kick them in the balls.
Give them hell.
No, but I mean...
Like, give them hell, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really... I mean, I'm not against the idea of it, you know, like... I'm not threatened by whatever they do. I mean, I'm not familiar with it, but, you know, hopefully they just make the show a better show, you know? I'm not threatened at all. Like, yeah, I mean, we can all work together, man. There's room enough in the world for you know. No, there's actually ever-increasing room in the world, too. You know, the universe is expanding, dude.
What does that mean, anyway?
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm studying a lot of... I'm studying a lot about, you know, black holes and dimensions, you know, time, the beginning of the universe.
You've actually been in a couple of black holes.
Yeah, like, but no, really, I just want to do a lot of drugs and, you know, I hope that Finland has some new STDs for me to catch.
Yeah, sure. In the show and in the movie, you usually perform in G strings.
I actually go with the more conservative Brazilian cut, full rear.
Okay. What's the story behind this?
Well, I have a very small penis, and I find that the two paneled front, you know, it makes me look a little bigger.
Yeah. Okay. You know. Can I see your tattoo?
Yeah,
your
sure,
large on the back.
Yeah. You see, when I get in bed with a woman, I climax immediately. I mean, it's not premature ejaculation, it's just immediate ejaculation.
Okay.
So that's why I call myself the cheetah. You know, because I really think I'm the fastest land mammal. You know, nobody's faster than me with a woman, you know. And so that's why I wear the cheetah print bikini, you know, because it's kind of like the cheetah is the fastest, you know, I'm the fastest, you know. And I have a small-ass cock, and I come really fast. And I just riddled with STDs.
Why did you have the huge tattoo of yourself on the back? Why did you have it done?
Well, because, I don't know, I figured it was a good,
He likes himself a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's like, you gotta promote yourself, you know? I mean,
Couldn't afford any billboard space, so.
Yeah. I mean, hey, they say 75% of campaign dollars are spent on just getting people to know what your name is, right? And what you look like. So, fuck, you know? I mean, facial recognition. I mean, you know, in this industry, you know, in this business, face recognition is important. You know, so I'm just trying to give myself a little boost. You know, a little.
All right. Can I see? Do you have an off-road tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, that motherfucker's not going anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not gonna expand or anything.
No. The universe is expanding.
Okay. Right.
Det fanns många under Jackass glansperiod som apade efter dem och skadade sig, och Steve och han lät ganska obrydd angående det här. Under showen som skulle hända alltså några dagar senare i Helsingfors, så skulle de också få sällskap av Dudesons till exempel, och Steve och han lovade när jag intervjuade honom att han skulle göra Dudesons kväll till ett helvete. Steve-os signatur utställsel är ju så här leopardmönstrad stringtrosa. Strings för att han enligt sig själv har en minimal penis som ser ens lite större ut i strings, och leopard för att han kommer snabbare än någon annan i sängen. En riktigt turboälskare.
But you use a lot of music also in Jackass. So on what basis do you use the music, to pick the music?
Whatever you can get for free.
Yeah.
A lot of CKY, of course, but I understand that these guys are your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna have Bam will be there in Helsinki.
Yeah.
So we'll have Bam, and he's bringing Villavallo.
Yeah.
You know, we got the fucking extreme dudes too. So I mean, shit, we can't go wrong. This show is gonna be a blowout. This show is gonna be incredible, man.
Okay.
I can't wait. You know, go to the store and buy my goddamn videos. Yeah.
What music do you listen to at home?
I don't know. Heavy metal. Motley Crue, Slayer.
Oh, dude.
Same kind of music we play on stage, you know, heavy fucking metal, man. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, because we also make a heavy metal program.
Oh, cool, man. That's cool.
Yeah, we play only heavy metal. A lot of Slayer.
Yeah, Ryan Dunn's gay.
You've been performing solo also, I've heard. And you made these solos.
There's sometimes, yeah, sometimes. I mean, at the end of the day, the other guys don't really do shit. Nah, it's like Bam does a lot of stuff. Whatever it takes, man. You know, sometimes I'm on my own, sometimes I get the guys. The more people we have, the better the show, you know. And here in Helsinki, we're going to have a lot of guys. So, so it's going to be a good show, man. It's going to be good.
Have you been performing with any bands, music?
Yeah, sometimes we have opening acts, you know. Mostly gay guys. Darling Daisy,
what
bands? They're gay. I don't know,
You got a lot coming up in Germany.
Yeah. Plus I'm gonna be touring with all the bands on Lollapalooza in the summer.
Oh.
Jane's Addiction and Perfect Circle. You know, really huge acts, you know. Kinda like me.
Yeah. Okay, but what's the story behind the name Steve O?
Yeah, well, the O stands for nothing. I just kind of wanted to get rid of my last name. And, you know, make it short and simple, easy to remember, and, you know, like make it so people want to scream. Because if I just say my name's Steve, nobody screams, Steve! Steve! You know, but if I say Steve-O, then everyone's Steve-O! Steve-O! You know? So I don't know, and it's really, it just sounds stupid, it's goofy. You know, like, people remember it, and I'm a fucking idiot, so who cares?
Okay. tell me, which one of the Jackass guys is the sickest, if we don't count you?
Ryan Dunn, I mean, he's a fucking faggot. Nah, I'm picking on Ryan Dunn, I love him. Even though he is gay. Knoxville's probably the worst, man. Yeah, he's so much worse off camera than he is on. Wow. Whew.
What does he do off camera?
Oh man, he fucks Ryan Dunn right up the butt. You know. Nah, I'm just kidding. Oh, I don't know. Like it's really just I'd say Johnny Knoxville's stunts. Like I'm pretty careful not to get hurt, you know, like where I'm permanently hurt. But Johnny Knoxville, I mean, he's just a lucky man because, you know, he does, there's so much that he's done and a lot of stuff that he's done that wasn't ever allowed to be shown, you know. But he's the most dangerous, I think.
I've always considered that he is the more careful guy.
Knoxville?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I got the wrong picture. Well, which one of the Jackass guys is usually most scared, like afraid to do something?
Preston Lacy, by far. Preston Lacy, Wee Man. Wee Man's a real pussy.
Oh.
I think he's gay, too.
Bam is known to be a huge fan of the Finnish band Him.
We'll have them there at the show and I'll sing. They're not gonna play or nothing, but you know, I'm sure we'll bring them out on stage to kick someone in the nuts or something.
Kick Villa.
Yeah, we'll get Villa to kick those fucking extreme butt nuts in the nuts.
All right. What do you think of Him music?
I think it's great, man. I think Bam's a little bit gay, you know, like the way he gets so crazy about it. Covering his body in Him tattoos. Oh. He's got a big Him tattoo on right on his crotch.
Yeah,
you know?
See, and the
yeah,
the
that's a little bit a little bit gay for me, but those guys are great, man. Like I met him a bunch of times, you know, Villa Valla, he's my buddy. You know, I think that really you got to worry about Bam sometimes. You know, like the way Bam's so obsessed, like, you know, it's like, I mean, that's some gay shit. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now you've done a couple of seasons of Jackass. You've done a Jackass movie. You're performing live. What's
got my two DVDs coming out? Yeah, 2 days. Yeah.
You said that they would come out next week, but I've seen them like a couple of months ago.
Oh yeah.
If you mean the one that you, there's someone's cell phone and you jack off on his cell phone.
Yeah, well, I jack off on his computer. Yeah,
that's possible. Some of them would have gotten here through.
Yeah, people order them off the internet, I'm sure, but yeah, it'll be like the videos will be in the stores.
Right, exactly.
The videos will be in the stores in 2 days. Yeah, so you know, we're working on some new TV shows as well.
Yeah, what's the next step? The next step is
Chris Pontius and I are making a TV show on MTV.
Isn't Bam getting his own?
Yeah, Bam's doing a show and Pontius and I are doing a show. So you know, we'll see what happens. We're just gonna milk it, and you know, we're like. What do you say? Like, we're just gonna ride it out until we're really bored. This is really lame.
Where do you see yourself after 10 years?
I'll be fucking dead in 2 years.
Coffin.
Yeah, I'll be dead in 2 years for sure.
All right.
But you know, who knows, man? Like, you know, that's why I make all these videos. Like, because I'll be dead, but you know, people, I'll still be making people laugh. So that's all that matters to me.
Vi talar lite om musik, men det ledde nu inte så hemskt mycket. De ska ha Him med sig under showen i Kulturhuset, alltså showen som aldrig blev av, inte att uppträda, men de skulle vara med och sparka dem i skräpporna eller något sånt. Namnet Steve-O kom egentligen från ingenstans. Det lät bara bättre att ropa Steve-O, Steve-O än Steve, Steve. Steve-O påstår att han är säkert död inom 2 år, men han lever fortfarande. Men drogtröskel höll nog på att fara iväg med honom och han sjönk väldigt djupt. Men han fick hjälp och nu har han varit nykter och ren från droger sedan 2008.